Those were the voices of members of the Contributory Pensioners Union of Nigeria, CPUN, who trooped to Broadcasting House, Radio Nigeria, Ibadan. The pensioners carrying placards with inscriptions such as, "We are dying due to unpaid benefits. PENCOM pay retirement benefits at when due," chanted to express their anguish. Chairman, Contributing Pensioners Union of Nigeria, Southwest Zone, Chief Joseph Babafemi, said they embarked on the protest after fruitless efforts to get relevant authorities to address their pension, which had remained the same years after retirement. Chief Babafemi explained that federal retirees were in distress as their pension remained meager in the face of current hike in price of goods and services in the country.
PENCOM, which is our first person directly in charge of our contributory pension, is not doing anything at all for us. No PENCOM has been added to our take-home pay since 2009.
Chief Babafemi added that despite several entreaties, pension scheme managers kept on making unfulfilled promises to them.
Three pension increases have been done every 5 years. We have not tasted anything. They will just tell us the patient as is coming within some time, and up till now, nothing has been done, and we are tired of this. Our people are dying.
Some members of the protesting union who shared their experiences with Radio Nigeria explained that life had been traumatic for them at an age when they should have been taking their rest years after labor.
The template used to work our retirement benefits is not known. We've been battling with that for so long, and no answer was given. They approved 33.5% for PENCOM retirees. To date, it was not paid.
The experience so far has been so bad. We are treated as if we are non-Nigerians, and we served this country meritoriously for 35 years. Now, what we are being paid now as our take-home every month is not up to one-third of our former salary.
But some of us earn less than 20% now. It has been a harrowing experience.
They therefore pleaded with the government to address their concerns to save them from languishing in hunger in Ibadan. Simon Godovan, Radio Nigeria.